Welcome to A View Beyond the Ordinary podcast. I'm Jolene Lenz, and this is where we will be exploring those divine encounters, meeting some courageous souls who share their stories with the goal of helping us pursue our own bliss or dream. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much for joining us today on A View Beyond the Ordinary. And today I have an incredibly special guest to me, somebody I had the opportunity to meet almost 4 years ago. Her name is Ariane Thomas. And Ariane, I'm going to start by just reading an intro and then we'll go into the questions. So first and foremost, Ariane for the past 35 years has studied metaphysics, and I'm going to take off my glasses, spiritual teachings and healing. She is the author of Changing Our Genetic Heritage, Creating a New Reality for Ourselves and Future Generations, and Healing Family Patterns, Ancestral Lineage Clearing for Personal Growth. She's an international healer, teacher, shaman, ceremonialist, speaker, and an ordained non-denominational minister. Ariane is co-founder and a trustee of the New Dream Foundation, a nonprofit organization dedicated to healing and awakening the sacred feminine. So that is a mouthful, Ariane. You have done quite a bit. So on that note, as we talk a little bit more about what you're, you know, why you've been led down this path, tell me, you know, what inner calling or dream you pursued that was so important to your heart?
Well, Jolene, I started out in the traditional roles that we were taught as kids. You know, go to school, get an education, get a good job where you're respected, you make lots of money, and you get a house and a car, and you become part of the community. And I did all of those things. I was a lawyer for more than 20 years, and I was working, 60, 70 hours a week. And, you know, I was fighting the good fight, you know, working for truth, justice, and the downtrodden, and doing all of those kinds of things. And I was fulfilling everybody else's expectations. And I found that I was deeply unhappy, and I was almost suicidal. But everybody thought it was wonderful. You know, it's like, oh, look, you've got this great job. You've got this house. You've got this car. You've got this husband. Isn't it grand? Well, you know, one day I was at work and I got really tired. And I thought, gee, I must be coming down with something. And so I went into my boss and I said, I'm going to go home. I may be getting the flu. And this was on a Friday. And I said, I'll probably be back on Monday. Well, 2 weeks later, I ended up in the hospital. And after they did all of the dozens of tests, they sent me home to die because they didn't know what was wrong with me. And they had no idea what to do about it. And so they sent me home and just said, okay, you're on your own. There's nothing we can do. And they truly expected that I wasn't going to live. And so a friend of mine brought over a Cherokee medicine woman who brought me back from the brink of death. And as we often hear from many healers and many spiritual teachers, sometimes we need traumas in our life to go, wait a minute, is this really what you want to be doing with your life? And what I realized is that I didn't like dealing with conflict. I didn't like being with people who were angry and upset and negative all the time. My soul really wanted to do something that was positive and productive and helpful. And that's what it was calling out for. And that's what led me on this journey to become a healer and a shaman and an advisor to people on how they could change their life.
Wow. Well, I have goosebumps, actually all the way down the chills down in my fingertips. So my question for you, and you already alluded to it, is divine. So obviously the podcast of You Beyond the Ordinary is, you know, I believe we're supported from the other side and the divine is here to help us when we are true to ourselves and follow that inner calling. You had a Cherokee shaman, sounds like, or healer come and help you. Can you talk about any other allied forces or divine forces that just led the path for you to go down this journey?
My father was three-quarter Cherokee, but I grew up in a city, you know, as a white girl in a traditional Western culture. And I really didn't get in touch with my heritage until this Cherokee shaman showed up. And I went, wait a minute, there's this whole world out there. I had been doing metaphysical work and energy work and working with crystals, but that's when I really got in touch with my Native American heritage and started studying shamanism and indigenous wisdom. And that's where my heart led me. And then there came this crisis in our family where we discovered there was intergenerational sexual abuse in the family. And it involved my mother and my sisters and my grandfather and my uncle and my father. And it just was tearing the whole family apart. And by that time, I was deeply involved in the spiritual aspects of shamanism. And I went into a deep meditation and said, Spirit, you know, please help me. How can I help the family with this? And that's when Spirit guided me on this deep journey into the past to contact my ancestors. And I was led to the original ancestor where this cycle began. And I found that there was a curse involved where the women in this village 450 years ago were being hanged because the men wanted to control them because they had the property and they had the money and they had the power, and the men wanted to have them under their thumbs. And so the women called upon the goddess to say, we want to have a way to manipulate the men and to protect ourselves and our daughters and the weak and the helpless. And so that gave them the ability to control the men by using their sexual abilities, their sexuality. And what happened was over the generations, this turned into abuse. And when the ancestor realized what had happened, she was appalled. She was just appalled. And so she went back, gathered the women together, and they asked the goddess to lift this curse, to lift all of the destruction that arose out of this, and to basically heal the relationships between the men and the women. And once I did that, it healed the relationship in the family. And after that time, before that, there had been rapes in the family, domestic abuse, as well as the sexual abuse. And since that time, there has been no domestic abuse. There have been no further rapes. And there has been no other abuse in the family. And I took that guidance from Spirit and I took it out and started working on family and friends and went, we can heal these negative family patterns that are so destructive and interfere with our lives, and we can change. We can change for ourselves and all of the rest of our family.
That's huge to be able to go back and change the genetic, you know, coding that we have and help heal ourselves. Brian, that's tremendous. And to be able to work directly with spirit, where was there one situation where you worked with somebody and you had this incredible aha, like this is happening moment that you would like to share?
Well, I've been doing this for over 20 years now, so we could go on for a long time.
I'm sure we could.
But one of the things that I love is that I often get people coming to me with generational relationship patterns. I've had women come to me that say, the women in our family have negative partnership relationships. Either their partners are controlling, dominating, abusive, they don't give us the respect that we need, or else they abandon us, they die, they're addicted to alcohol, drugs, or they cheat. And this has been going on for generations. This has happened to my grandmothers, to my mother, to my aunts, to my sisters. I don't want to have this kind of relationship, or I am in this kind of relationship. I don't want my daughter to have this kind of relationship. So what can we do to heal this family pattern? And we go back to the ancestor to see what we can do to heal that. And we often find that there are many cultures in the world where marriages were arranged for property reasons, political reasons, for family reasons, and had nothing to do with love and compassion and support. And so that's where a lot of these patterns originated, where it wasn't for the benefit of the parties, it was for the benefit of the society, it was for the benefit of the culture, or it was for the benefit of the family. And so when we go back and we heal those relationships, it's not about going, oh, you were a bad person. It's about, oh, we didn't operate from the heart there. Let's heal that. Let's change that. And so we change it where it began and heal that. And then they operate from a place of love. And we bring that love to the present and we heal the relationships in the present. And that love and compassion resonates out to everyone in the present and to the next generation and the next generation and the future generations.
Beautiful. And I was going to say, once our ancestors pass, is it true that they, I mean, once you're over on the other side, what some would call heaven, they are from a place of love. And I'm sure every ancestor you approach, I would anticipate, is very accepting and embracing of the idea of healing the present and us in this moment. Is that true?
Yes. And one message I would like to give to the audience is that our ancestors love us. We all make mistakes in our lives. You can't be human and not make a mistake. And our ancestors know that they've made mistakes. And then they get on the other side and they go, oh dear, not only did that affect me, but that's affected all of these other people. Let me help you. Because now they have the wisdom of their life and their overview of others, and they want to help us. They want to help us heal. They want to help us be happy, be prosperous, be healthy. And so they want to give us guidance and support and love. And so our ancestors are always there to guide us. All we have to do is reach out and ask.
I just love that they are just there and we can communicate if we just get still enough to listen and mm-hmm. trust and then trust. So on that note, if you, the Ariane that was the, you know, 20 years old that was setting out to be an attorney that wanted to please, it sounds like, you know, probably please the family and society. If you could talk to your younger self at this stage, where you're at and what you've learned, and give yourself advice, which will also greatly help the audience, what advice would you give the younger Ariane?
What I would like to tell everyone is to trust your heart. Trust what you desire. Trust what you believe. When someone says, oh, I think you would be a great builder. You would be a great doctor. You would be great at this. And your heart's going, I'm not so sure about that. And your heart says, play music, paint, travel, listen to your heart and follow your heart, because your heart's wisdom always guides you right. And when you follow your heart's wisdom, it will guide you in the right direction. And you want support, and always listen to the positive. I mean, you know, if your heart's wisdom says go jump off a bridge, you might go, let me check that. So you want to make sure that it's leading you on a positive path of love and compassion and service and support. But your heart is always true. And so listen to your heart, and that will guide you on your path.
On that note, there's so many individuals that are afraid of, how am I going to make a living? Have you seen the people that you've worked with, Ariane, as they've had the courage and they've followed their hearts, and yourself, speaking of yourself as well, what are your thoughts on money and paying bills? Any guidance there specifically?
Yes. First of all, we live in this three-dimensional reality world, and you have to take care of yourself, and you have to take care of your family. If you have children, you need to make sure that they have food and clothes and shelter. And if you need to get a job waiting on tables, working at a store, working for a computer company to pay the bills, you do that first. And then you work at your heart's desire afterwards, on the weekends, in the night, and you begin slowly, one step at a time, one day at a time. And as that grows, then the money will start coming in. Then you can slowly let go of your day job. Okay. And you will find you get support. And when you ask Spirit to support you, it will be there. And so I never recommend, oh, you got a family to feed? Well, quit your job and go follow your dream. We live in this world, so you got to be practical. I'm a practical person too. So you do what you need to do, knowing that Spirit is supporting you, following your dream, but you do what you can do to make that dream come true, knowing that Spirit will guide you on that path until you no longer need that day job as the prosperity builds.
That's some of the best advice ever. And I think it is practical advice, but it's helpful for those individuals that are on the fence right now, deciding whether they take the leap of faith or whether they do it slowly. So thank you so much, Ariane, for sharing your wisdom today. I knew it would be brilliant. You're brilliant. You're a dear friend. So thanks so much for joining me.
Well, Jolene, thank you so much for inviting me. It's been my pleasure. And best wishes on your new podcast. And thank you all for joining us here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. If you would like to connect with a guest from A View Beyond the Ordinary, you can visit my website, which is at jolenelens.com, or you will see their information in the show notes. Thank you for joining us at A View Beyond the Ordinary today. With the goal of raising more courage, connection, and consciousness. On that note, I would love to connect with you on social media. You can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. And wishing you the very best. Make it a great day.